Senate Bill 288, an act authorizing the Department of Transportation Public Facility to enter into an agreement with the Inter Island Ferry Authority.
Mr. Chairman, I move to report Senate Bill 288, calendar.
For the record, there is a motion. Senators Lehman, Pierce, Kelly, Miller, and Ellis are present. Is there an objection? Without objection, Senate Bill 288 will be calendared. Committee Substitute for House Threat Resolution Number 48, rules relating to free flow of people and fair trade of goods and services across the border between the United States and Canada.
Move to report for calendaring.
Is there an objection? Without objection. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 275, Hess, an act relating to the school year for purposes of post-secondary student loan program.
Move to report for calendaring.
Is there objection? Without objection. And then Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 297, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to the licensing of chiropractic.
Object, Mr. Chairman, just for a question. During a constituent meeting, a fellow approached me who's a physical therapist and was concerned about the potential turf battle between chiropractors and physical therapists. Does anyone know if those issues were addressed in Labor and Commerce and worked out?
Well, yes, we heard the bill yesterday, and they were addressed. But you're right, it was a turf battle between physical therapists and chiropractors. But right now, this bill does not change the status quo. It gets kind of complicated, but physical therapists are saying that on page...
Page 2, line 23.
They don't like the word physiotherapy examination in there. But the truth is that that kind of status quo, and it has been for years. The chiropractors are saying, you know, that that's our national examination. That's what they call it. We don't want to practice physical therapy, per se. But you're right. It's a turf battle that's probably much more basic than what this bill is. Mm-hmm. You know, if you take this bill on its own merits, that using that word in there is just status quo. The physical therapists would like to change that. Well, you know, you have to make a judgment call whether or not this is the legislation to do that in.
I appreciate the explanation, but they did get a chance to speak in the meeting and express themselves. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I can just add to that, they spoke, and, you know, a simple solution would be to call it Part 5 of the National Board of Chiropractic Examiners. Everybody agrees that's what it is, except the other parts are numbered 1 through 4, but apparently Part 5 isn't numbered that. It's called this. And I don't know if it's so much a turf battle, because the chiropractor said, we aren't looking for any change. The physical therapist said, we're not concerned about how they do their job. They just don't like what the examination is called. But
that could be worked out later in the process, I suppose.
It seems to me that it ought to be something taken up at the national level of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners and the physical therapist. They had to just work out a name for the exam. And when that happens, then we can come back in a revisor's bill and just change that.
Mr. Chairman, I remove my objection. Appreciate your explanation.
I move to report for calendar.
Further objection. And there's a motion without objection. Please accept this point on the 297 minute calendar. We'll go to the floor.
We'll go to the office.